In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Game day edition. We're the link in the Pepsi Plaza. We'll be here until 6, and then the pregame show with Ike and Hugh and Joe G and
Elliot.
Ruben Frank and Elliot and who else? Who am I thinking about? Howard.
And special guest Vinnie Curry.
Special guest Vinnie Curry. Spud still stopped by as well?
Spud stopped by, yes.
Yes. But joining us now, as he does every Thursday at 3, the Ringers, Shiel Kapadia. Shiel sponsored by Dr. Raffi and Precision Hair Restoration. You'll keep losing your hair until you stop it. Dr. Raffi can help you get your confidence back. Visit PhillyHairMD.com today. Shiel, how we feeling?
Feeling great. I mean, a monster game with some juice, primetime division matchup. Like I was thinking before the season, you know, no one would have circled this game as one of the biggest ones of the year, but you get it now with 2 7-win teams, so I'm excited.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I don't want to see the other NFC East teams be good, but it is kind of cool to have the Commanders good again and to have a rivalry again within the division that isn't the Dallas one. You know what I mean? Like, the Giants have gone for several years. The Commanders have been gone. So I like having juice for a Commanders game.
Yeah, no doubt. For years, they've been able to beat up on the Commanders, beat up on the Giants. Really, the last decade, for most of those years, the Eagles have won those games. But now it's a little bit different. The Cowboys you can beat up on because they stink right now. But, yeah, the team is different in Washington with a dynamic quarterback. So it's going to be fun.
So, Shiel, speaking of that quarterback, we asked earlier, and it was a Twitter question today, next 5 years, you could have one quarterback for the next 5 years. Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts, who do you take?
I'm still going. I am a big Jaden Daniels fan. I have been very impressed with what I've seen from him this season, and I do have to think about it for a second. But I would go with Jalen Hurts just
now,
because.
Come on,
there you go.
Wow, why?
Come on, Jill.
Explain himself.
It's body of work. I mean, the guy's done it.
Can you squat 600 pounds?
You know, his actual body is a factor too, because he is slender, and I do wonder about Jaden Daniels withstanding the hits of an entire season. So yeah, can I see the guy do it for an entire season before before making that distinction? I will give you this: if you ask me, who do I think has performed better this season? I actually think Jaden Daniels has been the better quarterback through the first 10 weeks of the season.
Well, so let's start with the offense. So you know, out of the bye, the Eagles shift to this super run-heavy offense, and it has been successful. In your sort of watching them, studying film, looking at numbers, how – I know this sounds like a simple question, but how good do you think the Eagles' offense is at the moment?
Yeah, I wouldn't say elite. It's not like a top-five offense in the NFL. Even you can look at last week where they come out and the first 5 possessions aren't very good, and then they get going – and it looks really good. So there's been some variance to it. You don't know which version of it's going to show up on any given week. So when you run the football this much, you know, your margin for error is a little slimmer than the teams that are able to just throw it all around the field, and they can make up for turnovers easily. So you have to be a little bit more methodical when you run the football this way. But it has worked so far, and it's been efficient, and they're running the football pretty much as well as any team in the NFL right now. So I wouldn't put them in that top tier of offenses, probably in the next one where they're definitely above average, but not elite.
Yeah, I mean, you watched them against Pittsburgh last week. Pittsburgh's a pretty good defense. So, they moved the ball on the Steelers last week. And so I'm wondering, when you look at Jaden Daniels, his mobility, how much of that injury you think is still sitting there with him right now?
Yeah, he got the rib injury, and I'm not sure if the mobility is what's been impacted the most. I think the Steelers had a good plan for him last week. You're right, he's been, just statistically, the best scrambling quarterback in the NFL this season. What I actually noticed last week was that he missed throws that he wasn't missing earlier in the season. Like, they had some opportunities in the fourth quarter where he missed guys that were open, where typically he's been really accurate this season. So when I look at that rib injury that he sustained a few weeks ago, I wonder if that's impacted just kind of the throwing motion, the accuracy a little bit. That's something to keep an eye on in this game, really, if you get a big hit on him early on, or even if you don't. You know, what does he look kind of throwing in the intermediate part of the field? Is he hitting those throws, or is he missing some of those throws?
Shield, the Eagles' defense has been awesome. I don't think any of us would have expected they've been good as they are. Do you think they can continue to be this good with the sort of, I would say, average to below average push that the defensive line has gotten on their own?
It's really maybe the biggest question when I'm looking at what's this team stealing. It might be that pass rush. You know, it just has not been as good as we've seen in previous seasons. At the same time, I really believe in this defense. I mean, you watch it week in and week out. The way they're covering on the back end, I mean, I don't remember an Eagles team that was doing it this well with Quinyon Mitchell, with Cooper DeJean, with the way they're communicating. They're not getting fooled by what offenses are trying to do to them. So I don't know, you know, to answer your question, I think they can play well. You know, can they be like a top three or four unit in the NFL? If the pass rush gets going and all of a sudden Jalen Carter is dominating these games and, you know, you're getting more from that edge group, I think they have that opportunity, but I still definitely need to see it a little bit more with the pass rush.
How many teams in the NFC do you think are better than the Eagles?
I mean, the one that comes to mind right away is Detroit. I think the Lions, you know, have a better resume. I really put them in there with the rest of them. That next year I would put them. I would put the 49ers. I still like the Packers quite a bit, and the Eagles beat the Packers earlier this season. So I think they're right there in that next tier down. And even, you know, if they went to Detroit in the playoffs, it's not like I think they would have no chance there. So they're in a really good spot. You know, we after those first 5 weeks of the season, I don't think anyone thought, I know I didn't think that they were going to be in this spot where they have a five-game winning streak. They're going into this stretch of the season against some better offenses. But, man, at 7-2, and you look at their remaining schedule, yeah, they've got some tough teams coming up, but they've also got the Panthers on their schedule. They've got the Giants on their schedule. They've got a Cowboys team that's going to be starting Cooper Rush. So they're in a really nice spot, but that's what makes this game so important, is because you don't want to be, you know, you might win 11 games, 12 games, whatever it is, but if you're second in the division and now you've got to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs, that's obviously not what you want. So that's why the stakes are pretty high for this one.
I'm not going out on a limb here, Shiel. I think the Eagles are right there with the Lions. I really do. I think the Eagles' defense is better than the Lions. I think it will boil down to who has home field advantage. If we get the Lions here, I certainly love our chances of beating the Lions. As a matter of fact, I would predict that we would beat the Lions if we get them here. It certainly would be difficult to go there and beat them in that dome where they're comfortable at. But I like the Lions. I really do. I'm starting to like what I see from the Eagles. And a win tonight, to me, would go a long way, because I look at the rest of the schedule, and I'm thinking maybe the Ravens on the road in Baltimore gets the Eagles, but I like our chances against everybody else. I like our chances against everybody else on the schedule.
Yeah, I think you're right that if they were to face Detroit in the playoffs, whoever was at home would probably be the favorite in that game. And the one thing I do like about the Eagles is they can win in different ways right now. They can win with explosive plays in the passing game. They can win just running the ball over and over again. And they can win games with their defense, which it's felt like a while since we've been able to say that, where their defense can really control some of these games. I'm really interested. These next three games are kind of a measuring stick for how good this defense specifically is going to be. But again, you know, if you're asking me what aspect of the team I believe in the most, that might be it. And I thought there was no way I was saying that coming into the season.
All right, Shiel. After we get your prediction, I have one other comment for you about a non-football issue. But first, we need your prediction for tonight. Official prediction.
Okay, official prediction. I actually think it's going to be a little more low-scoring than some others might think, and part of that is because I do believe in this Eagles defense, and I think offensively they're going to be able to run the ball. I think it's going to be a competitive game, but I think the Eagles win this one. I think they have too many ways to score with their wide receivers against those Washington cornerbacks and then their run game. So I've got Eagles 24, Commanders 20, just covering that 3.5-point spread.
All right, Shiel. Final thing here, and I don't remember exactly what was written, but I remember the gist. You asked on Twitter, about the idea of bringing a hoagie with raw onions onto an airplane, whether that's okay or not.
But
let me express to you, that is one of the most not okay things in history. Even when I was, I think, assistant program director at WYSP, I was so against raw onions. Now, I like eating them. They're fine. But I was so against raw onions, I said people couldn't eat sandwiches with raw onions in the office, much less an airplane. Who in their right mind would think it's okay to bring us? And you got to be careful with any food on a plane.
Right.
But raw onions, that is completely unacceptable. You don't think that's acceptable, do you?
Well, Spike, we're on the same side here. Thank you for being a sensible human being who respects others in your community. But we had a podcast listener who wrote in and said he does this. So I put the poll out there, over 4,000 votes. 40% of the people said it's okay. How is that okay to bring onions on a plane?
It's
you can't
perfectly
be doing that. Come on, people.
It's
we're living in a society here.
Oh,
I was told
the scoop over here.
Yeah. Sheil, you know why Jack thinks it's okay is because he drops bombs in airplane bathrooms. He doesn't care about other people dealing with smells.
I care about me.
No one. Just eat a sandwich without onions. It's not that hard. No broccoli.
No broccoli.
No salmon.
No fish.
Have some respect.
You're an annoying rules guy, though.
You
got rules for everything.
All right, Sheil, we appreciate you, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
There he is, Sheil Kapadia. I saw that question, and I said, who in their right mind would think that's – even people who do that have to know that it's not okay.
But I will get on there with a burger and fries, though.
That's fine. Okay. Whatever. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, especially if they're charging you whatever they charge you for the crappy meals on the plane.
Exactly.
You want to bring in a burger and fries, that's fine. Yeah. No sandwiches with raw onions. Well, it's so disrespectful. All right. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake, Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, IK Jack.
What up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Dom.
I'm pumped for tonight. I'm grateful that this Eagles team has played them in the position to have this fantastically big game tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. Sheil mentioned it. I don't know that any of us saw this game on the schedule as the first monster game, you know?
Yeah.
But the way that the Eagles have come together and the surprise that the Commanders have been, like, there's so many cool storylines. The NFC East storyline, the quarterback storyline, the fact that the owner, I know this is probably.
Bring that up.
Yeah, the fact that the owner of the Commanders also owns the Sixers.
Who would you rather have as an owner for the next 5 years?
Who, Jeff Lurie or Josh Harris? Jeff Lurie.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Yeah. What do you think's going to happen tonight, Tasty? Okay.
I think the
confident?
Eagles are going to roll.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are going to roll, and I think they're going to get that quarterback three times tonight.
Defense, three sacks.
Interceptions
three
or sacks?
Or three. Oh, yeah. Three picks.
Three sacks.
Okay.
Okay. That's not getting out of hand. Yeah.
Three sacks.
Yeah.
Carter gets twice, and Sweat's going to get one.
If they sack him three times, this is going to be a good game tonight.
Wow.
We would have to screw this up.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
And Spike, you asked earlier in the week. So I'm a Nick Sirianni guy.
Yes, sir.
And I like him very much.
Yep.
The Saints game, I was very aggravated. Watching the game was not pleasurable to me because of the play call. And same with the Jaguars game. But I think to myself that today, Spike, I'm doing rehab, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy's going 46 games in 4 years. He's already been on one Super Bowl run, and they get past Detroit this year. He's going to go to two Super Bowls in 4 years. What is there to complain about?
Well,
there are things.
People will still complain, Tasty Cake.
I think I don't
get it, but they will.
You know, Tasty Cake, here's what I would say, is that there are plenty of things to complain about. You can certainly complain about any player, any coach, and Nick Sirianni is not perfect. However, to your point, when you look at the total body of work, I think unfortunately Sirianni gets too defined by the bad things and not defined enough by the good things. You know, that's the decisions that you're talking about, that's all anybody talks about, and they don't talk about the other things. And I think that part is unfair because he's done more good than he's done bad.
It's like the McManus story. Why is that not a bigger story?
Right. That the coach just took the advice of the offensive lineman, changed the offense, and then all of a sudden they're successful.
Well, he should have known it first.
See, that's he's a hater. See, Dom Jack's a hater.
Breaking news. Yeah. Running the ball works with Saquon.
Okay. All right.
Can I say one more thing to you, Spike?
Yes.
I really hope that the young fella from Nebraska gets to be aligned with your show.
Oh, Louis?
He sure is putting the effort in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Him and Andrew.
Andrew from Jamison, too.
Yeah. Talk radio blows me away now with all of this allegiance and this guy's this. And, yeah, I mean,
we like it that
you
way.
You know, when I was running my route, I was very much a caller of Anthony and Glenn, but Ike Wright, I was a big caller of Ike at night, too. Yeah. I loved Ike at night, so it wasn't like you had to be. I don't think, like, back in the day, right, you didn't really have to be aligned with one show?
No, we're more territorial now.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, Tasty Cake, it's a new age. I mean, I came in under that, so I sort of just followed it. I like this. This is our team. We're the best show at the station, and we don't mind letting everybody else know that.
Yeah that's sort of our thing. It's us versus the world. That's what we like doing.
Yeah, I listen to you guys every day.
That's right.
And, see, there's
that's
it.
Right.
But I have to ask you, Spike.
Yeah,
I'm a big Rob Ellis guy. That okay?
So are we.
I've been friends with Rob Ellis for 15 years.
Love Robbie.
Oh, listen, here's the thing, Tasty Kate. You listen to any show you want to, and I know you've been a Robbie E. fan, as we all are. But the fact of the matter is you have officially aligned yourself with us as a afternoon show caller.
Yeah. We just
I absolutely, without question, say that you guys are the must.
Listen.
Yep. Yeah.
I as something else I want to tell you guys. I know I've been long.
It's okay.
I got my weights right now. You know, I have certain Spike. You've been through this. They give me certain exercises.
For your rehab.
And your first hour, you know, they want me to do 30 reps of this, 30 reps of that. And I'm doing it and listening to the show, and you guys help me pass the time with that.
Love it.
We love that.
Now, real quick, Tasty Cake, Dom.
Yeah.
Because I know that you and Spike have a handshake agreement, no Sixers until 45 games.
Yeah.
But what, I mean, come on. We got to talk about Jared McCain.
You have to be happy about McCain, right?
Am I allowed to?
Yes.
Yes. I love Jared McCain. I do. The temptation for I was going to ask you, Ike, for advice because Spike, the last time I called, Spike gave me that gimme, that layup, and I didn't bite and I didn't talk about it. But Ike, if he gives me a gimme again, like he did the last time I called, when he was talking about you brought up basketball, Spike, and you said the analogy, and you brought up the Golden State Boston game, right?
Yes.
Which gave me a clear path to the basket there, because I would have to respond with, you watch that game, Spike, and you see Buddy Hield hitting threes from the top of the Green Monster and couldn't get on the floor in Philadelphia because the genius didn't know how to use them.
Here's the thing, though, Dom. If you go back and you watch those games, Buddy Hield passed up open three after open three after open three. And he did. I don't know what to say about Buddy Hield. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He played great for the first week and a half he was here, and then he passed up open shots. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anything like it.
And if you're watching him now, I mean they don't miss Clay a little tiny bit. They don't miss Clay because Buddy Hield.
Well, yeah, they don't miss Clay because Clay was kind of cooked. But also, Buddy Hield's playing great out there. I don't know why he didn't shoot when he was here.
Well, Nick Nurse told him not to.
Yeah, Nick Nurse told him not to. Would you, last thing, Tasty Cake, if I told you could trade Maxey and four first-round picks for Giannis, would you do it?
Boy, I would. I really would because
that McCain
would be, how the heck, I mean.
The Mavericks, some are calling them.
I think that they could absolutely play together.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
I like your analogy that he's Ben without the garbage.
Yes, if Ben was good. He's Ben. If Ben was good, all right. Tasty Cake.
All right. Love you guys.
Appreciate you.
Yep.
There he is. Tasty.
There's
Cake
no down. Way they could play together.
I disagree with you.
No. Well, we'll never find out. So
you never know.
Yeah, believe me.
Can I tell you one person
we'll never find out?
Can I tell you one person who I think would make that trade? is the president of basketball operations for the Philadelphia 76ers.
I'm sure that's probably where it came from. I'm just
no,
saying.
It did not.
Well,
it did.
How would you know he would do it then?
It came – well, no. It's,
Max is overrated.
My gut is
traded
no.
for Giannis.
I swear – No. I just want to be clear so no one thinks –
You brought him up. I didn't bring him up. You brought him up.
No. I'm just saying I believe the Sixers would do it. Okay. I have never, ever, ever spoken to him about that. It was actually Mike O'Connor, who works for the Ricky. He texted me, would you do this? That's where it came
McCain's
from.
Better.
He might be. I mean, I don't know. He might be. He's a better passer, that's for sure.
Giannis B.
Yeah. I mean, so after three games, McCain is better than Max.
No.
This is where it's been after three games where we're like, all of a sudden, we're getting rid of Maxi now.
I just think you can find a close enough approximation to what we need from the lead guard spot from McCain if you're adding Giannis. By the way, the other thing that you're adding Giannis is another guy who, I mean, he brings the ball up a lot. I mean, he is the center of the offense a
There's
lot. So I don't
no
know.
Way Giannis and Embiid can play together.
I disagree.
I don't see how.
I disagree.
Without turning one of them into a jump shooter.
Embiid is a good shooter, and a lot of what he does is shooting.
Nah, he needs to get his ass in the post.
No. All right. Okay. Well, unfortunately for everyone, specifically me, yes. We're going to have the game day forecast next from Tornado Shapiro.
We need it. It looks overcast down here.
It's not.
What's going on tonight?
I already looked at the weather.
Actually,
it's not
looks like a tornado was coming.
It's not going to rain, and this frigging guy is going to say it might rain. So anyway, so we are at the link for Thursday Night Football, Eagles, Commanders. We are here at the Pepsi Plaza. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.